Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am glad you're here. Bill Brandt's here. I'm glad he's here, too. Bill's a longtime Brain Trust member. More than 13 years he's been hanging out with. He's the president and chief executive officer of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.com. Biz is his website. Bill is a global businessman and one of the smartest guys I know. He's helping people all over the planet, probably across the galaxy for all I know. He's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you back. Bill, I want to talk to you. I want you to talk to us about the implications and whatever tea leaves you read into what the Fed didn't do last week. But before we do that, I want to remind you something that you may know, and that is that in my predictions for 2015, which I published into December, 1st of January, I've forgotten exactly which week, I predicted the Fed would not raise rates for the entire year of 2015. So far, then, you know, in the face of a lot of economists who told me I was crazy, that's come to pass. Now, what do you think the implications are of them following my lead?
Well, let me first congratulate you on your great insight and marvelous look-see in the future. I would agree with you. I didn't think in 2015 that the rates were about to be raised either. And frankly, if they were raised, because they are functionally at zero, you know, it will be several years before those raises on an incremental basis will be of such magnitude that they'll resemble anything that looks historically accurate. But I think that the Fed's going to stay pretty much flat for this year, and probably as next year unfolds, Jim, since it's a presidential year, Ms. Yellen, I think, will be concerned about offering interest rate increases in the face of a presidential election as
right.
being seen to favor one or the other candidates. But there really isn't enough inflation. I mean, you know, if you look at the Fed's mission, Jim, to make a long story short, their interest rate tinkering has a lot to do with keeping the economy under control, and, mm-hmm. and their primary opponent, as they see it, is inflation. And frankly, inflation's been running at a 1.5-1.8% a year rate, which is functionally zero. I mean, mm-hmm. there isn't any inflation. I mean, the consumer price index and the other indexes of similar ilk have been essentially flat for the last
mm-hmm.
several years.
And there's no, and even though payroll is not where we want it to be, employment is not where we want it to be in America, and I don't follow the U3, I follow the U6, but I subscribe, I should say, to the U6, but even though it's not where we want it to be, it is getting better. And so that's another one of their mandates. But why has there been so much hand-wringing on Wall Street over this, over the failure? I mean, it's like the – and, of course, you and I both know, as we've talked about several times, many times on the show over the last 17 years I've been covering the Fed is not just America's central bank. It's the world's central bank.
Well, and on that point, and you are exactly right, the reason there's so much hand-wringing over this isn't the fact that interest rates going up to 1.5%, you know, I mean, functionally, interbank rates going up to 1.5% or 2% is going to make a difference in American borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
What the investors are looking at is the fact that the economies around the world are basically flat. We appear to be the once again, the growth engine. And the concern would be if we offer higher interest rates, which would allow our depository institutions
right.
to pay higher interest rates, there would be a flood of capital into the United States from overseas, and that imbalance would work against us.
It's already happening. It has been happening for a while now. This would just exacerbate that, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, Jim, one of the problems I always have when people talk about this with me is they act as if the only issue here is interest rate sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've spent a lot of time, as you know, and was a citizen of Miami for many years, in Los Angeles as well, where I spend a lot of time. And I look at the downtowns of those areas, which are receptacles, that's the best word I can think of,
mm-hmm.
for flight capital from Venezuela,
mm-hmm.
from Bogota, from Argentina, from Africa. And there are people seeking to put money in the United States for a variety of reasons, but one of the most important is security. So whether or not we raise our interest rates, we're still always going to have a strong net inflow because people bet on the rule of law
and
the long-term sensibility of the United States
economy.
So when you raise interest rates, you do compound that, and perhaps you do increase the flow. But it is the state of the world and how flat it is, rather than our need to increase it, which is causing the angst.
And so what you're describing is, just as I've often called Washington an artificial economy because the government's there, you're basically saying the U.S. is kind of an artificial financial market because we're the safe haven.
I suppose you could say that. I mean, it's hard to say that the strongest economy in the world is an artificial.
No.
But I think the money is here because we're not only the strongest economy in the world, Jim,
right,
but because there's a rule of law. People don't just take your money. They don't seize your accounts.
I
if
agree.
You park money here, it's safe.
Hold on to that thought. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, I told you he was smart. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.